Chapter 8, The Black Thread in the Golden Net.
And so our antelope untangled every thread of the golden net. She untangled them all night and all day, placing them carefully over top of the diamond in a new, beautiful pattern. She felt from the core of her loving heart that a specific, unfamiliar pattern of these golden threads will give back life to her three antelopes. She must bring them back to life. She must. They won't be stone anymore. They will be living and breathing. And again, she will gaze into their eyes with their kind, kind, gentle look. And this knowing gave her the strength to align the threads into the particular pattern that would release them. And with each passing hour, she felt that her work became easier and easier to untangle these threads and lay them down like a spider web. Thread by thread, one by one, as they sparkle in the sun like magic. "I'll lay them down like this so that the antelopes come back to life," she said to herself. So she continued on and on and on. And suddenly, she noticed that one thin thread was black. Slowly and with the greatest care, she started to pull this black thread out, separating it from the rest of the golden net. "Oh, how thin it is! I need to do this carefully. I need to pull it out slowly, and I need someone to help me hold the very end of this thread." "Baby elephant, oh baby elephant, please, please, hold the end of this black thread. But don't ask me anything. I'll tell you later. Wake up. Don't sleep. I need you. I need your help. Baby elephant." "Oh, I slept so well," said the baby elephant. "But I'll help you." And the baby elephant took the end of the black thread and began to wind it around his trunk as the antelope slowly pulled it out from the golden gleaming net. Slowly, slowly, precisely. And so she wouldn't be sad, and so that the job would be joyful for the both of them, the antelope sang her favorite song.
Oh.